I was supposed to tell this story about how Kane had this girlfriend that he killed in a car crash. And it was just insane. And it ends up, I'm at a funeral home with a dummy in a coffin.
Oh, my God.
With Kane's mask on, pretending I'm Kane. I'm on top of the coffin having mock sex with this mannequin.
Oh, my God, no.
And
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. And Vince is yelling at me. God damn it, do it harder, make more noise and stuff. It's got to be over the top.
I really did. I screwed your brains out.
Hey, that, you know that guy that attacked Seth Rollins?
Yeah, the dude with his butt showing? Yeah, him.
That guy lasted longer on the main roster than Swerve Scott did.
Hey now.
Thanks for letting me get the punchline in. I appreciate it.
It was unintentional, but you're welcome.
Hey, that was really scary though. I mean, that's kind of like frightening.
Man, that's what happens. Do that.
I guess that's good heel heat, brother. Is that what we're gonna do with that guy?
Probably.
The guy from ESPN, Mark Raimondi, I think his name is. Mark Raimondi.
Yeah.
He said they took a 24-year-old guy into custody. NYPD took a 24-year-old guy in custody. And
man, don't you have to be like, something's not right in your head if you do some shit like that? I mean, you know, I'm not saying you're like a serial killer kind of, but I mean, you mean something's not clicking right. If you're going to, I mean, that dang, dude, seriously.
And they say it's the first time in 7 years that the NYPD has taken a black guy into custody without shooting him first. So that's pretty good. I think these are all positive things that are coming out of tonight's Raw that nobody wants to talk about.
Wow. You know, I didn't even know he was. I didn't realize he was a black guy.
It makes the joke funnier. I mean,
oh,
it
does. Okay, all right.
I don't know what was. It was weird though. They had, you know, this excellent video of it.
Yeah, the dude was like right on the rail, right there at the ramp when they come down. Man, it was an awesome video. Yeah,
I saw and the I referees. Know, the referees jumped him, and then I think didn't Scrap Iron get on him?
Yeah, it looked like Scrap Iron. And then when I don't know if you noticed, but as they were kind of pushing him off, those guys that you just mentioned were carrying that dude off. I noticed like up in the ramp, right when they're getting ready to go behind the curtain. I noticed two or three guys like peeking around. You know, it's like, okay, do we need to come out there and you know, put some fists in some faces or
no,
what?
But no, you dickheads. We got it handled when you were back here being pussies and getting Vince McMahon water. It's good now. We're fine. Thanks. You hide behind the curtain.
Pretty much, yeah.
Bring him here to me. I'm going to whip his ass. Bring him here. Bring
him. He probably paid the cops to, like, bring him by his fake-ass office in the back of the Barclays Center.
Nobody goes after people. Nobody hurts my wrestlers except me. Me! Yeah, I don't know. That was weird. That was very odd.
Yeah, that was I was a little surprised at that. Like I said, I'm surprised people still do that anymore.
It's always odd when a wrestler gets attacked and it's not Philadelphia. It's always odd. But, you know, that's always a strange thing. I got a million jokes on this. I can go for 10 minutes on this shit. I'm glad that they got it. But it didn't look like you said, those guys peeking around the curtain, it didn't look like there was an overwhelming show of force on this guy, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess maybe it's because what I just said, you know, it's been so long, or what you just said too, it's been so long since it happened. It's like, I can't believe people even try that shit anymore, but damn, people are stupid, so what am I thinking? I should never thought that.
Back in my day, brother, we got some good heel heat with that shit, brother.
What I used to call you back in the day, brother?
Brother. I can't even get into that character. I went by several names, brother. When I was in Mid-South, I was the Dookie Eater. And I was, what should I get over with that? And he was wrong. Yeah, how did the Dookie Eater not work? That looked like that was going to be a real winner, man. I thought I had some legs.
It should be like Duke, his name's Duke, and then the initial E, Eater.
Put him under a hood, brother. That's what they said. On the way out, they just let Duggan beat the shit out of me. Good to see that Hacksaw is coming back from the surgery and everything.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's a tough son of a gun, man.
He really is.
He's shit.
I wish he was going to be a WrestleCade. You know, I wish I'd like to go up and say howdy to him. You know.
Yeah, I know. He's, but you know, didn't you and I talk to him
a couple of times?
And I know one time in Charlotte.
The infamous show in Charlotte. Yeah, we were definitely talking to him at that point.
Yeah, God, there was so much that happened. Was that the same show that I got my picture made with Sonny?
That was like that was like the first or second picture you ever took. The first one might have been with Ivan Koloff.
And I think that you're right.
I've always said
it was like, you're right.
It was one of the sweetest stories in the history of ever. Cause like Bryant's like 6'4", 6'5", and he acts like a little kid next to this 5'7" man. He's like, Uncle Ivan, can I get a picture? It was just like the sweetest thing. It was like stupid Sonny. And then,
cracking up. You're saying some funny ass shit, man. She caught on, but I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, she's heard all that shit. She doesn't care.
Probably right.
And then we talked to Hacksaw. He had a really nice line with him. Shane Douglas had Shane Douglas had a ridiculous line that day.
That, you know, I remember that, and I was stunned. I couldn't believe how long his line was.
And then we saw Rocky Johnson signing the picture with Sweet Ebony Diamond, and he scratched out Rocky Johnson because he started writing that, and then he had to sign Sweet Ebony Diamond on there. And I'm like,
Man.
That's a collector's item now. You just made that thing much more valuable.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Rock.
And then,
what else occurred that time? That was my first ever encounter with Jim Cornette. And I don't know if you remember or not. It looked like he was getting ready to pack up because it was kind of later in the session there when we were there. And he was kind of just hanging out by himself. And I just walked over there. You remember? I said, hey, I just want to say hello. You mind if I grab a picture? He goes, I said, how much is he? He goes, don't worry about it. You know,
No, he doesn't. I think he's come around that because the boys are like, you're kind of fucking us if you're giving away free pictures. I think he's kind of come around on the whole situation, but he don't.
Well,
he
it was just him.
He didn't charge for pictures or anything. He didn't do that. You're like,
yeah. And that was, I'll never forget that, man. So,
I mean, obviously, when he's together with the Express and stuff, he's trying to get money for them and he'll charge for pictures and stuff. But back then, at least, it was like, if you just want a picture with him, he wouldn't charge you. Like, which that was amazing.
No, I loved it, man. I was stuck with me.
The greatest memory of that weekend, of course, after the antics. The great after
coup de grace.
remember Bill Apter and his stupid shit when he bring the guys
out
doing their impressions.
Just cornball shit, man.
Nobody has I don't understand, like, over the years, like, nobody has gone up to like Bill Apter and go, you're terrible. Don't do this. You're embarrassing. We are all cringing.
He must have no friends.
I would think so. Like, he has friends. He's like got a lot of people that like pretend to be his friend, but like you say, when he's embarrassing himself in front of people, like nobody will go, that's great, Bill. I can't wait for the next show. You got to do the same thing.
That was some dreadful shit, man. I'm sorry.
I guess we need to talk about the latest round of releases. I don't know if I have, I mean, at this point, I don't know if they have any super fresh takes because anybody that you like, or I think even the casual fans are starting to get a whiff of, I better not get attached to anybody because they're going to be fired in like 2 weeks. I think even casual fans are getting that.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious, don't you think? I mean, it's just maybe Rocky's return fee has gone up tenfold, you know, for WrestleMania or whenever the hell he's showing up.
You may have missed this, but they were kind of expecting The Rock to be at Survivor Series for the 25th anniversary thing.
It's not like they talked about him every damn break.
And the egg bits that they were doing with Vince McMahon, I guess those were supposed to be with Dwayne, but I've seen the movie. Have you seen the movie?
No, I have not.
The movie, it's not bad. It's like they do.
It actually looks pretty good.
It's like it's one of those where you don't have to like think much. You just have the thing on and it'll entertain you for like 100 minutes. And of course, Gal Gadot's beautiful. And those guys are doing their buddy cop shit, which is not, they're not cops, they're thieves. And Ryan Reynolds gets to be a total smart. It's a pretty entertaining film.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
It's like an Ocean's 12-ish kind of vibe rule thing because they did a thing with Eggs and Ocean's 12 and that's what these guys are doing. And it's, I don't know. I found it, but then
did you watch the one that was on, I guess, Disney Plus? I don't know. The jungle thing.
No, I didn't see that.
Jungle Cruise or some shit. I don't know.
That's one of those things on Disney Plus where they had the subscription, and then for you to get the in-theater experience, you're supposed to pay $30 to have that movie in your house.
Is that right? Okay, well, never mind. Yeah, Well, obviously, I never watched that.
Eventually, they'll put it in their archives of shit at some point. And, you know. Hey, kudos, by the way, to Walt Disney Company for folding to Ron DeSantis' new Florida law. Good job, guys. Way to go. I'm expecting a lot of you executives are going to be ponying up when that guy runs for president, you assholes.
Oh, Jesus. God.
What are we supposed to do? It's the law. Oh, God, you fuckers.
Shut up.
Completely stupid. You make me so sick with that shit. Anyway.
It's brain numbing, man.
Rock was supposed to show up, and then they were like,
hold on a second.
Yeah.
Now, he was really supposed to show up, and he bailed out, or that this was...
Well, I think it was one of those things where he's really important and has a lot of commitments and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There may have been some sort of like, I'll stop by sometime or something like that. And I was reading on Wrestling Observer, and they were like,
oh, okay, maybe there's one like this. Like, maybe we'll stop by sometime. It's like, maybe you can do it at the Barclays Center. Huh? Yeah, maybe we could. I don't know. Okay, well, we'll see you later, Rock.
Raw, it said Raw tonight, and we're talking post-Raw, so I know that's already happened. I need to point it out. Red Notice, it was built around Red Notice. A product placement ad by Netflix for the movie
Red Notice, yes.
Starring Dwayne Johnson with Vince McMahon, Adam Pearce, and Sonya Deville interviewing Raw and SmackDown stars who are all booked for tonight's show. Vince McMahon in the past has been a big ratings draw, and the fact that they are being paid for this product placement anyway, in theory, ratings should be, goddamn, if the pop-ups would stop on my fucking laptop, that would be great. WrestlingObserver.com. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to read something here, you fucks. sorry. The product placement, anyway, in theory, ratings should be up even without Vince being the day after Survivor Series. The Monday night game is the Giants in Tampa Bay. The only match at the press time announced is a handicap match with Bobby Lashley versus Rey and Dominic Mysterio. They did this match in Syracuse. They did this match in Syracuse apparently on Saturday night, and Lashley beat Dominic with the Hurt Block. So I guess, is that what happened again tonight? Because I didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, they're doing the same match then. Good. And then, of course, they did have the Raw Underground with an unnamed fan attacking Seth Rollins.
We have Raw Underground.
So I don't know if I have a whole lot to say about the releases as far as surprises on this round, because I think our chances are at least 60 or 70%. We're going to have another round of firings before Christmas. It should happen, right?
Why not?
We always
– it's the season.
Those of us that have been in the radio business, like the two of us, yeah, always like the iHeart Radio always does their shit right around Christmas, around now. And then their competing companies, the big companies like Cumulus and Odyssey, formerly Intercom, they have their shit going around now. And it's like they never make a big announcement. It's always, they just kind of, it trickles out. And they go, yep, looks like it's another riff, Reduction Force, over at iHeart. And they'd start like, oh, Jim Bob Calhoun over in Syracuse, who was doing the morning show for 36 years, he's been dosed. Dickie the Face over in Detroit at the dance station, he just got killed. And they'll just go around the country. Melanie Abinar over in at the Rhythmic Station in Sacramento, she just moved there like 3 months ago from Guam, and now she's been fired. They'll just do shit like that. Oh yeah, this guy down in Houston, he just got fired. Of course, he's diagnosed with cancer 2 days ago.
Happy holidays, everybody.
This guy is stage four. They just fucked him on his insurance. Now the WWE is exactly like that. They're exactly just like that all the time. I mean, I'll listen to arguments from people about everybody lately that's been fired. I mean, the round before was Keith Lee, and I thought Keith Lee was money. But if somebody wanted to make to me the point, okay, you can't make money with Keith Lee because of this, that, and the other, I would go, okay, fine. I'm not going to stop my heel to die on. I said that I just don't see how you don't make money on Scarlett Bordeaux. I don't see how you don't do that.
I just don't understand. Maybe, unless there's something that they never told anybody about, yeah, that was the reason that she wasn't there. I just that one blew my mind. And I think that's, you know, I think she, I'm sorry, man. I think she carried Karrion Kross.
Oh, she did. I mean, there's any question, but she spoke for itself. But in this round, I would say, I don't understand how you don't make money on Hit Row. I don't understand how that's not a money-making prospect.
You don't think?
I don't get that.
I've got kind of a theory on this, and I don't know. It's just a complete.
You have
this
Austin,
is the first thing that came. I have an Austin on this on this subject.
So he's getting pushed right now. So he's going to get fired before New Year's. He's done.
Probably.
Right? He's out of here for sure.
Yeah, he's out of here. He's going to beat down a couple of legends and Hall of Famers, and then gone. But yeah, I have an Austin on this. The first thing I thought of is they let what's her name go from Hit Row? I forgot what's her name.
B-Fab.
B-Fab. Yeah, thank you. So I wonder if they, after they let her go, if like Hit Row said, you know, screw y'all. You know, and they just kind of came to a conclusion to, you know, maybe y'all just need to go before shit gets started here. You know,
I think it was sort of like that. It was like, now that we've gotten rid of her, there's nothing really special about you, so we're gonna have to.
Well, that was my next one. I was going to say, well, maybe they looked and said, well, you know, we got rid of B-Fab, so not much to Hit Row. So,
bye.
I guess. I don't know, man. But I love Swerve, man. I don't know about those other two guys. I mean, I saw them okay. And, you know, they could do their deal and do their part, you know, when they do their rap and all that stuff. But, man, I love Swerve when he was in let me just say, if you were in Lucha Underground, you're on my good side. You're on the positive side. So he was in Lucha Underground for a hot second or two. And I thought he was great. And I don't know. I've been a fan since I saw him there. So I just hate it in that aspect.
I just think that with that group, and you were there when you were working at the record store at the ground level. When did rap music really take off? It's when the suburban white kids started to get into it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the black folks, the black kids were already into it. And then the suburban smart-ass preppy white kids were like, oh, I'll take that. And that's the way it's been throughout entertainment history. Black folks were into jazz, and then white folks were like, what's this jazz thing? Let me look into that. Same thing with the blues. Same thing with rock and roll. Same thing with rhythm and blues. Same thing with comedy. Richard Pryor, black folks were into him, and all of a sudden white people were like, oh, that guy's pretty funny. Same thing with Tyler Perry movies, over and over again. You had an opportunity with Hit Row to reach out to an urban demographic, and then the white kids would have come along for the ride. That's how I see it.
Well, yeah, I think they were pretty much already there. I think the... You know, at this stage of the game, I think that you're automatically going to get a kind of a mixture of both. I know the demo, they're probably trying to hit that urban audience with them, obviously, but that's, you know, but I think just as many Caucasians were huge fans of them as anybody. So I'm like you, dude. I don't know what the fuck.
That's
mind blower.
I also don't understand, like, after all these years, after Nia Jax has fucked up all these people, she figures out, I'm not going to take the vaccine, and that's going to be the hill she dies on, and that's why she's gone. That one also blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're still lucky to have this job because you got a cousin who's really famous, and you fucked up a lot of people, and all you got to do is get a shot. Oh, I can't do that. That's unhealthy. Well, I don't know. Maybe the 70,000 calories you're downing a day aren't healthy, too. That's just me. Maybe I'm being ridiculous about that whole situation.
Just saying.
Yeah, I don't know what's in that. Oh, okay, those McRibs that you were pounding, though. You pretty much had that ingredient list was down and committed to memory, right? Is that what's going on? By the way, I've looked at what's in the fucking vaccine. I've looked at what's in the vaccine.
I wonder what was in that polio vaccine I got when I was 6 years old.
I don't know. Well, I'm not sure. That whole tetanus thing that I got, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. I've had several of those over the years. Jesus, oh, my God. I've looked at the ingredients
of the COVID vaccine, at least the Pfizer version of it, the one that's been distributed most. Mm-hmm. You're going to be shocked at a couple of the ingredients.
Uh-oh.
Of this thing.
Table salt.
Table salt.
Oh, I swear NACL? To God. NACL.
I'm not. No. That's not even a joke. I'm being. It's a shoot. I'm totally serious. Look at it. It has table salt. And by the way, do you know how many Yemeni people table salt has killed? Do you know how many people table salt is good?
I just can't even imagine.
First of all, snails and slugs alone, right there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Not that, yeah.
Here's another. Here's another thing that's in this vaccine. This extremely, and again, complete shoot. You can look this up yourself. Sugar. It has sugar. Like in your cabinet, in your kitchen right now, it has that same fucking ingredient in there. Yeah.
Ah, what if it's Domino's?
I don't know if it's Domino's or what they did. I don't know if they went with store sugar. Brand on that. I'm not sure.
Yes. Is it Aldi?
Look it up. That they have salt and sugar in this fucking vaccine.
Is it sea salt? Is that Himalayan?
Yeah, it's the pink smoked
mountain
sea
salt or whatever it is.
The finish off.
The pink salt. Out. Yeah.
Oh, it's just it's like the steak chef guy just drizzles it over over the steak or whatever.
Yeah. In the lab, do they have like those little white packs like you get at like hot dog places? You know, little iodized salt. You know, they just.
I don't want to fat shame Nia Jax. It's fine. She is what she is. I was always appreciative of whatever she brought to the table. You know, people are shaped like that sometimes. But Jesus Christ, is that going to be your excuse for not taking the vaccine? Is you don't know what's in it? Seriously, is that going to be your as far as the shit that you're putting into your body? This is 728th on the list of things that could do damage to you. I'm sorry, that's just how it is.
In that same breath, I can't. You know, I'm looking forward to getting my booster shot tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I'm 3 in. I'm 2 weeks down from my third shot. So,
well, you know, I guess thankfully, and I say thankfully because I'm at the bottom of the list apparently for everybody.
Sure, you're not important. You're very unimportant.
Yeah, but at the same time, that means technically I should be fairly healthy, or at least on the outside of things. So that I was looking at it that way. I'm like, I'm waiting so long, but I guess they're waiting for the healthier ones to get it. So that's a good sign, I guess.
I was tired for a couple of days. That was
I was going to ask you.
Yeah. The arm was a little bit sore, but I was tired for a couple of days and that was about it.
Okay. So no real major disasters. Okay.
And yes to you anti-vax assholes. Yes. If I have to get a booster next year, I'll get a booster next year. If I get a booster the year after, I get a booster after that. Fuck it. That's how it works. I took a flu shot this year too. I have to take a flu shot every year because it changes. Things change. That's the way things are, guys. Sorry.
Hey, are the flu shots, is this still with the live deal in there? Is it like the COVID shot or is it old school?
Eventually they'll go back to, they'll do what they're doing. All the vaccines from going forward at some point in the future are going to be just like this. mRNA is going to be the way to go from now on. Messenger RNA, yeah. RNA is going to be the way to go.
Yeah. I, so far I'm a fan.
Yeah, no, we've gone kicking and screaming into this, but yes, it's going to be such a great thing and such a wonderful thing for public health going forward around the world. But yes, we've been dragged into it, kicking and screaming and bitching the entire way. But yeah, it's going to eventually benefit all of us.
Yes. Well, you're missing out, Nia. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Let's sneak that vaccine into a pizza. Now, let's see. Sorry. That was a cheap shot, but that's okay. I'll do it. No, that one hurt, didn't it?
That was cocked and loaded, man.
So the original plan was us for to record a show after Survivor Series. And I had to work some overtime, so I wasn't able to, but I go, hey, Bryant, you want to just record after Survivor Series? And Brian goes, damn, I almost forgot about Survivor Series.
That's a shoot. I did. I almost forgot like, about it.
No, yeah, that's tonight. We're doing this tonight.
No, when you sent me the text, you said after SS. I'm like, what the fuck is SS?
Oh, we have another Nazi meeting tonight?
Is there a Nazi meeting tonight?
No,
what the fuck?
Not tonight.
Is there a pay-per-view? See, I almost said Summer.
Oh, no.
It's all SS, man. Survivor Series. So, yeah.
So, your overall thoughts on Survivor Series, and did you enjoy it, and was it fun?
Yeah, it was okay. It's about what I expected, to be honest. It was okay points, but I don't know. I just don't get into Survivor Series. We've talked about this before, man. I just don't get into Survivor Series like I used to. I mean, there was maybe been one or two fun ones since the old school days of the real Survivor Series teams and that sort of thing. So I don't know. I thought the women's one overall was not as good as the men's. They had their moment, but the men's was a little bit better, even though it wasn't that great either, really. So
I don't know. I'm a little surprised.
Have you seen all of it?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I probably should not be. mm-hmm. about how much favoritism is shown toward Raw after all of these years.
I know, man. It's crazy. I thought the same thing.
And there may be some behind the scenes shit about like, well, the guys at Universal going, well, Fox is getting blah 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 blah, and we need to be. And they're like, okay, we'll fix it. All of the guys on your show are going to win at Survivor Series. You know, I mean, I don't know. That may be a thing that they're doing. I'm not sure.
I was wondering that, man. I was wondering how much the whole Fox USA thing came into play for real into all this, you know?
Don't discount that. I mean, that sounds completely silly, but this is Vince's fucking life, is that this child is arguing over this, and this child is arguing, and you have to placate this child, and then you have to placate this child. That's going to be Vince McMahon's life until he finally fires enough people that the payroll is low enough that he can sell this company. That's what's happening right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
and if somebody can convince me that something else is going on, please, I'm listening to other suggestions, but that seems to be exactly what's going on in WWE land right now.
Well, logically it looks that way. The writing still sucks. It's not getting any better, and just everything overall. I mean, like, you know, we say it every week. They've got their moments. They've got their shiny spots here and there, the Reigns Uso deal. And, you know, as much as I'm not the biggest fan, but I got to admit that they're pretty fucking hot, is RK-Bro. So between them and maybe people like Big E and Drew McIntyre, everybody else is just there, you know?
Isn't it strange, though, that they haven't done the thing that they always do with RK-Bro, where they tease? Obviously, at some point, Randy's going to turn on Matt, or I'm sorry, just Riddle, not Matt anymore.
Who? Matt?
Randy's going to turn on Riddle at some point. You know it's going to happen, but they they haven't hotshotted it. They've actually let it kind of slow burn for a while, to where when he does it, it's going to mean something.
It's a moneymaker right now, man. It's a money machine. Have you seen all the fucking RK-Bro shirts out in the audience? It's crazy.
I would have never thought that would have gotten over to the extent.
Me neither, man.
I would have never seen
that. I thought it had been kind of a laughing stock kind of thing for a minute, but you know, I never thought it'd turn into this. Honest, but you know what would be fun though? When the turn time came, have Riddle turn on Orton.
Yeah, that would be the beauty of it.
That would be cool. But I you're right, man. It's not going to happen for a while.
Which is exactly what should happen. I mean, for business, which is weird because they never do what's right for business.
Imagine doing something stupid like that. Doing it for the business.
It was fucked up. It's very odd. But I mean, I'm happy for them. I had a couple of. I had a coworker's kids come in, and they were like teenage kids. One of them was like maybe 11 or 12, and then the other one was like a teenager. And they were watching, because I was watching it on my computer, and they were like, oh, Survivor Series, man, it's cool. You're watching Survivor Series and stuff. And they were making remarks about it, and they were like totally into it and stuff. So I was like, it's so weird for kids to be into this shit. I had no idea.
They really do like this. How about this?
They haven't been completely turned off by this bullshit, because, like, I don't know, it's weird. It looks like they would see right through it, but okay. If you guys,
and how old were they again?
Like, one of them was maybe 11 or 12, and the other one's like maybe 16 or 17.
Man, so, maybe it's really geared more toward them. I mean,
I don't know. I feel like they're outliers.
It's a PG-13 shit, so I don't know.
Let's see. Survivor Series Intercontinental Championship, Shinsuke Nakamura versus U.S. Champion Damon Priest. And your winner is Nakamura over Priest, and then Priest beats the shit out of Boogs afterwards, right?
Yeah.
You know what happened, man?
Yeah. Breaks the damn guitar and then pops him over the head with the face of the guitar.
I see why people are annoyed by Boogs, but I kind of like the guy. I'm kind of okay with him.
He just says this, if he would, you know, change up some shit once in a while. It's just the same old, same exact words every week, and it's just annoying to me.
I feel like,
but there's something there, though. You're right.
Once they break him off and do something with him solo, or fire him next week, they could just
literally
do, like,
one or the other.
They could literally. I think they would do the 80s wrestler gimmick with him. Would be so great. He could wear like the tie dye, or maybe the Zubaz or whatever.
Yeah,
he could be that guy. He totally looks like the 80s wrestling guy, right?
Yeah, he does. And he's so confined right now, really, I guess, for what he can say as far as just intro and Shinsuke. But still, it's just annoying to me having to hear the same thing every week. But yeah, I think there's potential there if he wants, like I said, gets him, they get him out on his own, and providing he doesn't get cut next week.
That's right. You never know. We had to fire like one more guys. And then they're like, hey, you're going to buy us now? Okay, we're going to cut one more guy. You're going to buy us now? This is what Nick Khan is doing. This is Nick Khan's life, is trying to figure out how many people does he have to cut before Universal writes the check.
It's almost like WWE is going to be the exact opposite of AEW as far as clientele, as far as the roster. It's like WWE is going to barely have enough to even have a show each week. And then AEW is, you know, having to do like 50 different shows to get everybody in all the time.
It really is kind of like the end of the Cold War, sort of. Yeah. Like the one side is like stockpiling all of these arms, and the other side is like, we can't even afford concrete, so the wall has to go down.
Yeah, just selling shit off.
It very much. I expect David Hasselhoff to go to Stanford any day now.
Yes.
And just do a huge concert or something. Like, that's what it feels like. I don't know.
Mr. McMahon, tear down those walls.
Goddamn, David Hasselhoff! Here he is, live at our headquarters, David Hasselhoff! The Raw Women's Champion, Becky Lynch, against SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair. First, we have to talk about the elephant in the room here. Mm. Many years ago, unfortunately, I staked out a path for this show based on the asses of women, because I like the asses of women. After a little while, I determined that this made me look like a fucking old-ass creep. So we got away from the asses of women, even though I still love them and I'm a huge fan.
Nothing wrong with that.
So here comes Becky out there just throwing that shit right in my face. Just like daring me. Just daring. I think I feel personally attacked by her ass.
Dude, that was like Francine-esque, the way that thing was riding up her, man.
What are you going to do? You're going to make a comment about my cheeks? Go ahead there, boy. You fucking middle-aged perv. Go ahead, say something. I dare you.
The red Irish cheeks.
Hey, you know, I think I'm going to go with something. I'm still not super confident in my postpartum body. What do you think I could wear? How about something that shows your entire ass? Sold!
But just for the record, I think she looks fabulous.
She does. I mean, she does, but
she looks
outstanding.
It's outstanding.
After you give birth to a baby, which I don't know what else you would give birth to as a human. If you give birth, sometimes women are like,
"Hey, you never saw it live from 1976?"
Oh yeah, good point. So it's like after you give birth, it's like you're not. I mean, I understand women go through shit about their body, and it's weird, and that's part of that society, and part of that's men and stuff. They make them feel weird about it, and she has to be half naked in front of America. Well, not America, the world.
The world.
As part of her job. So it's like, I can see how she's like, I don't know. I don't want to do the whole like thing that I used to do because I'm still not right there. They're like, okay, well, we can do something that really makes your ass show out to the end. Okay. That's good. I feel personally attacked by this entire thing. And kudos, by the way, being a fantastic performer, she never tried to dig out that wedgie the entire match. Not the entire match. Not for one second did she try to dig out that wedgie.
No. She made zero attempt.
Having said all that, the match was pretty good, and I'm not sure now that I've seen.
I don't know the ending, man.
You didn't like the ending?
The match up till the ending was good. Yes,
because the ending was Charlotte tried to use the ropes to pin Becky, but then the referee said no, and then Becky did. If you saw in the replay, she barely was able to grab. She missed it the first time and had to grab.
She missed it the first time, yeah.
Had to go for a second time and grab the ropes, and the referee didn't see her use the ropes, and she pins her. So I'm not sure what they're trying to prove exceptionally with that, but can we address what we talked about a little bit last? Do you believe that there is real-life heat between these two individuals, or do you think all of those interviews leading up to this thing was a work?
I'm going to stand by what I said last time or whenever it was. I think it was a shoot that turned into a work.
Yeah.
I think that Charlotte was pissed off about something and she went up there and did the belt drop thing to be an ass. And Becky's like, you know, whatever. And then the whole shit storm started, you know, in the gorilla position back there when everybody went backstage and all that mess. So I don't know how far it went, but I'm still going to stick by the work, the shoot to a work thing. What about you?
There's still shooty undertones of the whole thing, right? There's still like,
but it's contrived kind of shit to me, man. It sounds like they're making this stuff up as they go along, fake fighting kind of stuff. But that's how it comes across to me.
But they are professional enough to go to the ring and still have a good match, which I can see. I mean, I understand that. I think that's good.
I just can't believe that they would, like, somebody like Becky would go on that podcast or that video cast or whatever it was that we saw a clip of, and she was addressing this like the day after. I mean, it was like no time had passed basically, and she's on some podcast. I didn't know the dude, and it was not. I don't think it was WWE related, and she wasn't spilling everything, but she was being very vague about shit.
She was out there.
But she was out there.
She was out there.
But she got up to the line and stopped.
Yeah.
So it was hard to tell, man, to me, if she was actually, you know, acting or being straight up. But I think Charlotte just had an attitude that day, and like I said, it just turned it. But I may be totally wrong, but that's how it seems to me.
I think that was the culmination of a lot of stuff that had been building up for Charlotte with her dad and with her fiance, and I think they were just like, I'm fine. No, I'm not fine. I think that was kind of what it was.
Well, don't you think? I mean, I kind of don't blame her in a way.
Yeah.
Because damn, her dad making her look like shit, basically, from the shit he's been shown to do in the past, and well, some, I guess some still today, even.
Oh, but, yeah. I know. It's still going on. I mean, her dad has put her through a lot of shit.
Obviously,
that he gave her a lift up into the industry, but come on.
Yes.
He has put her through a great deal of shit over the years, and that's not even debatable.
And not to go off on the ramp here too much on this, but as far as Rick goes, I just want to say this, and we can talk about this some other time or whatever, but man, it's so disheartening. And it almost makes me want to fucking cry, man. I mean, just sitting here talking about it, how he has devolved into what he's devolved into, whatever you want to call him. And I'm not saying he's always been like this, I guess, but I guess it's just never been pronounced like it has over the last few months or whatever, or even a few years, if you count all the alcohol related stuff. But the whole dark side of the ring thing is really what I'm referring to. But
yeah.
You know, but anyway, it's just really disheartening. But as far as Charlotte goes, and you know, Andrade left her. He's over at AEW. So here she is by herself, you know, and there's nobody there to go backstage and hug or whatever she did, you know, when Rick was there or Andrade was there. So, you know, maybe that has something to do with it, man. I don't know. So that's why I'm not really. You know, if it is Charlotte acting like a, you know, turd or whatever, I kind of don't blame her if that is the case.
But as far as Rick being like shown to be whoever he is, you have to listen to the new podcast with Mark Madden.
Mm-hmm.
If ever you thought I can't make it through this, then this would be the podcast.
See, man. I'm the type that would say stuff, would exactly say that, man.
Two guys with the biggest egos ever trying to out ego each other. It's just fantastic. It really is like the most incredible move career-wise that Mark Madden ever did was when he bailed out whatever shitty book that was being written about Ric Flair and actually wrote a decent book about Ric Flair that went on sale and made a lot of money. I bought it. And from then on, it was like, okay, we're good. Everything's fine. We're going to rock and roll now. And he's just dreadful. The show is very bad and it's unfocused, way more unfocused than this show. Much more.
What?
The tangent.
You said our show's unfocused.
Holy cow, we are laser precise compared to the shit that these guys are doing. Damn. I'm telling you, it goes off into a million. And say, how's your team doing this week? How's the Steelers doing, Mark Madden? Woo! It's just shit like that. I know you. I don't know much about hockey, but how's the Penguins doing, Mark Madden? Woo!
God, man, cringy.
I guess I was just out there. Remember, I was, we'd wrestle like four times a day. Does that make sense?
There's a lot of, this is something, this is one of the things that's been thrown into his drum fill kit over the years now with the,
man, I just wouldn't approach him. Does that make sense? He did the, does that make sense part of the Ric Flair?
Oh.
It's so bad. It's no, so Rick, fucking bad.
No, it doesn't make sense. Can you please repeat that and talk like a human being, please?
If you want to get to me, if you want to have real shit on this, go back to that whatever happened at Top of the Hill when you got in that fight in Chapel Hill that day. I want to hear about that shit. I want to hear about
for Sarah Palin or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the fuck that whole situation was. Get me involved with that. That's what I want to find out about. So yeah, I think there's some shooty aspects to this, and I don't think these people are very great with each other, which of course means Vince is going to make them work each other 150 trillion different ways, I'm sure.
Well, see, that's the thing, man. I maybe they don't get along like they used to, but I don't think it's as bad as they're making it out to be, because you really can't put somebody like those two in a match together if the feelings were as bad as they're really making them out to be. I couldn't, you know, I don't know Charlotte, but if she's as bad as they're saying she is and all this stuff, I wouldn't trust her in the ring. What if she, you know, what if they ended up getting, I don't know. I just don't think it's a full shoot thing going on here. Shoot aspects. I'm with you.
Men's 5-on-5 Survivor Series elimination match. They did a lot of stuff to help. I thought Austin Theory get over, which makes me think he's getting fired pretty soon.
Yeah.
And then Seth Rollins is. They made him look
like an idiot in NXT though, with that whole Johnny Gargano thing and stuff.
It's true. Seth Rollins is your big hero as Raw ends up winning the Survivor Series match. Is it just me or does Jeff Hart? Does Jeff Hardy look like he's about 70 years old now?
Yes, he does.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but
it's like it happened overnight, man. It's like one day it's like, damn, Jeff, you still look like you're about 25 years old. And like the next time I see him, it's like, dude, you're like Jeff Hardy's grandpa.
Hey, you know what we need to do to get you over? Put paint on your face. God damn. Paulie looks terrible. It looks like he's hungry. Yeah, put the paint on there. Kids love that paint. That's the only reason I want you to put the paint on there. God damn, he looks like he's old as shit. He looks fucking older than me. Can we put paint on my face?
That'd be that's a good idea, Vince.
any thoughts on the Survivor Series match?
It was, you know, this might sound kind of corny or stupid, but I kind of like the way that they did McIntyre and Kevin Owens and who's McIntyre fighting with? It's Bobby Lashley. Yeah, I like the way how they kind of got out of the match. Well, first of all, Kevin Owens just being Kevin Owens. I want to say I'm so glad he's Kevin fucking Steen again.
Right.
The heel Kevin Steen again.
Right.
This is Kevin Steen as his freaking best, and I love it. So that was great. But the way they did Lashley and McIntyre, I think, was good, was pretty good the way they got them out of having to take a fall, you know? So, but normally I think stuff like that's kind of stupid, but I thought that was pretty brilliant.
The 25 years of the Rock Battle Royal, which
was it?
Yeah. It was solely to make sure that Almost can do the Andre the Giant spots. Basically was what that whole thing was, right?
Pretty much.
Bleacher Report gives it a D. As in David, wow. A D.
Wow, really? Okay.
It was a positive, they write. It was the presentation of Edward James Almost. The creative team has repeatedly put him in a position to thrive, and the result – by the way, putting him in position to thrive means, hey, go out there and have guys bounce off you. Done. I mean, that's
all you. You know, I just can't believe that somebody actually gave it a D, but I'm with them. I hated it.
it was so stupid.
I mean, who did you think was going to win it? Did you not think Almost is going to win it?
I was hoping
Almost is going to win it.
Well, but again, with the creative decisions they're making, you know, at any point they could decide, yeah, let's cool this guy down. I mean, he's obviously the guy that's going to be like this huge, massive monster. They let Ricochet get a couple of spots in. They actually let Ricochet do a couple of things, which was, you know, I thought really, you know, mighty white of them. as they say.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He made damn. What's that general dude for Apollo?
Oh yeah, General So's Chicken.
Yeah. He made him look like a rag doll. Look like a rag doll.
The guy who's really getting, he's the beatdown king, the jobber guy right now, is Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal's getting slapped around like crazy on WWE TV these days.
Oh, it's that time of year again. Jingle my balls.
For some reason, they decided this guy needs to get the shit beat out of him like all the time. He's like the guy.
They're making up for lost time.
I don't know if he cut in front of somebody in catering or didn't shake somebody's hand one night or something. You're going to get beat up a lot now, motherfucker. God damn it. I hate you. Who are you again? I was like your champion like 5 years. God damn it, I hate you. I was the key to the entire subcontinent of India. Yeah, yeah. Now you're going to get beat down by guys that are 5'8 and 140 pounds. I'm going to hire back Drake Maverick just so he can beat the shit out of you.
Well, then will you fire him again?
Peace. Bye. Ah! Usos against RK-Bro. As you mentioned, RK-Bro is over like crazy right now. For some reason or other, the WWE Universe has seized on to these gentlemen as being guys that they can really get behind.
Well, I've just never been a big Randy Orton fan. I mean, I appreciate everything he's done, I guess, and all that stuff, but I've just never been an Orton, you know, kind of fan at all. Just, you know, I just haven't. And
you saw that he has now passed. He holds the record for most pay-per-view matches.
Yeah. I mean, he's setting records. I mean, I don't hate him. I don't know. I'm just not a big supporter.
I don't want to be that guy, but obviously it's very different with a pay-per-view costing $10 a month versus a pay-per-view costing $49.95. back in 2001. Right. So, I mean, there's a little bit of a difference in all of that shit. Again, not to be the guy that throws cold water, because somebody says, Chris Paul has played in more NBA playoff games than any. Well, of course, they have like 8 times more playoff games than they had 50 years
right.
ago.
Right. So, I mean, come on.
I'm sorry, but that's, I hate to, again, throw cold water on this shit, but it's not really an apples to apples comparison. So, yes, I'll be that guy.
It's like the Pete Maravich three-point line rule. You
know? Exactly. It's exactly right. Raw winning the match ensured victory for the flagship show in this year's battle for brand supremacy, but the lack of attention paid to any sort of tally suggests it was not really at the forefront of this year's event. We're not keeping score. We've turned to a bunch of liberal pussies. Participation trophies for everybody.
That's what we're all about now, Vince.
Participation trophies. 50-50. It was time for the women's version of the Survivor Series, and they decided to make up for Bianca Belair suffering that great ignominy against Becky Lynch by giving her the pin in the Survivor Series. Now, Bryant, will you finally shut up about the ignominy served upon Bianca Belair now that the scales have clearly been even?
No, well, you know, I was shutting my mouth as soon as she got the pin. I'm like, yep, that's cool. Even.
Oh, it sounds about right. WrestleMania Survivor Series, same thing, same deal. It's not even a thing or whatever.
And you know, and when she gets the pin in the Survivor Series, she got the belt. No, she didn't.
Oh, yes. Oh, that is funny, isn't it? That didn't work out.
Not quite.
That's how the whole Becky Two Cheeks narrative started, was when she came down and she.
Becky Two Cheeks.
You like that? I stole that. Sorry. I think I stole that from James Good. I can't even take credit for that.
That's pretty funny, Goods.
Doesn't that feel like that's what they were trying to do? Like, all right, we fucked you over. Everybody wasn't happy the way we fucked you over. We're going to get it back. Here it is.
Promise. You promise?
I guess that was a. That was SummerSlam. That wasn't WrestleMania, right? See, I get them confused now.
Was it SummerSlam?
I think it was SummerSlam. SummerSlam, because there were people there, so it had to be SummerSlam. Well, there were people at WrestleMania too, so yeah, I think it was SummerSlam.
Hold on. This was like right after the whole Punk Daniel Bryan thing. So yeah. When did that happen? What was that far back? Was that back in August?
Let me look here. Vince Bianca.
Now I'm thinking. I remember Brock coming down that weird aisle, right?
I'm looking, kind look, of a, that was SummerSlam. It happened.
It was SummerSlam. Okay,
yeah, because I was trying to remember that because 8 months ago feels like 5 months ago or 4 months ago, shit, or whatever. Man. Now,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm looking on Bleacher Report. So it was definitely the story is making sense of Becky Lynch's stunning squash of Bianca Belair at WWE SummerSlam.
Okay.
And again, not to be the asshole middle-aged fan, but what is Becky now? Is she a bad guy or a good guy?
That's not changed since she's come back. We still don't know.
No, but she was a heel for like a minute, and now
for a minute.
But the Charlotte program, I don't know who's the heel and who's the face.
Ever since then, we don't know, man.
And I don't. And the other thing is, I don't know if it's a heel program or I don't know if it's a face program. I don't know who I'm supposed to be going. I don't know who the sympathetic character in this whole thing. I guess that's the eye of the beholder. If you think that Charlotte's an arrogant bitch who only got the position that she's in because of her father, then you're rooting for Becky. But if you think Becky's being an absolute cunt and stole a victory from Bianca Belair and came back too soon, then you're maybe rooting for Charlotte. I don't know. I guess that's what they're trying to get at. I have no idea.
Yeah,
neither do they.
Neither do they, of course. But I just hold the whole thing against Becky for doing that to Bianca, but only because she did it. But I know it was whole WWE's idea kind of shit, but
yeah,
still. But I don't think she's been an overall, you know, asshole. She's just been Becky pretty much after that. A little over the top sometimes with some of those outfits and shit, but I think that's Seth related.
They've gone out of the way. They're putting the man thing on the back burner. Now it's big time Bex.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. Big time Bex is what we're trying to do with her now, I guess, or something. I'm not sure.
Now, is this due to the whole Flair thing or not? Do you know?
I feels like that was happening before the Flair thing.
Okay.
You saw the big CGI thing that she came out to at Survivor Series was like her with her glasses kind of cocked, and it said Big Time Bex on it.
Big Time Bex, yeah. And actually, it's on the big screen, too. I saw it. Yeah, so
that's the branding they want you to associate with her right now for whatever reason.
And you know what, man? I don't know. I never liked the man. I just thought that was kind of stupid. But I like Big Time Bex. I think that's totally 100% better.
I think the man thing actually got over, though, I'd have to say.
Oh, of course it did, but I just didn't like it, man.
I wasn't a huge fan myself, and I didn't understand why people latched onto it, but I thought she ran with it, and they did pretty good. They sold some shirts out of that shit.
I guess it's the same shit with the RK-Bro thing, man. I don't get it, but, you know, I don't – whatever.
There's no way we could have sold Hit Row T-shirts. You don't think anybody would have bought any Hit Row? Don't think that would have been
– Shit, man.
You don't think that's not going to – Okay. All right. That'll be fine. I guess Tony Khan will have to run with the ball and shove it down their throats at some point. As usual, like almost by default, Tony, like don't make me beat you with your own people. Oh, here's another one for me to beat you.
Time after time.
WWE Champion Big E versus Universal Champion Roman Reigns.
Okay, I got to admit on something on this.
Go for it.
I got about halfway through and I dozed off and never went back and watched the end of it.
I was
pissed because I thought Rocky was going to show up. I thought The Rock was going to show up.
Well, I thought I think the swerve on this was we were expecting this to be a New Day versus Usos big, huge punch them out kind of thing. And that didn't happen.
Well, Kofi wasn't around. Kofi's injured. So
we can still use X. X can come down and try to battle these guys off or somebody. And you can use like another baby face could charge down and try to help out like an Austin Theory or somebody. He could be an honorary member of the New Day or some shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of a dud to me. I guess that's maybe why I fell asleep. I don't know.
They're not even really teasing like, you know, Paul Heyman, whose side is he on? Obviously Brock wasn't involved or anything like that, but they're not even like, I don't know if Paul Heyman's really on the team. They're not even really doing that. So much.
Anymore, yeah, they right? just kind of cut that whole thing off. It's like they don't even mention Lesnar except once in a blue moon.
I talked to a guy who's a big fan like we are last night. He's like completely over all of the Usos and Roman Reigns shit. And I'm like, that's the only thing that they've got going in the company right now is those people.
Well, and I'm with you, dude. I'm totally with you on that. But here's the thing, and I'm going to say this just because we've seen it before. Sometimes shit gets crammed down our throats. It may not seem like it gets crammed down our, like this part, like Roman and Usos now does it maybe not seem like they're getting crammed down their throats, but they are. And the people who don't really like this or as into it as we are will think they're getting crammed down their throats like we did with Roman when back when he was a sucky Roman. So I think that might have something to do with it, man. He just maybe just doesn't like Roman Reigns, period. You know, maybe he just
pre-COVID Roman. Pre-COVID Roman.
Pre-COVID Roman.
That was the guy. You know, I just remember the cute little fellow that had the incarcerated, what was the thing that you had with the little intestines poking out of your stomach?
Oh, yeah.
You had to have the operation for it, man.
Yeah, the hernia.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the cute little Roman with the incarcerated hernia. That's the guy I want back. Cute with a woman. That's who I want back. And then
all loved him.
And then all of a sudden COVID hits and it's like he doesn't want to come to work. Yeah, fuck him. We'll turn him heel. Oh shit, that got over. That's kind of what happened. I mean, that's kind of what happened.
I would doubt it.
You know, for years I said turn him heel and I said, fuck you, but now I'm gonna do it. And they did it, and it worked. And it carried him through the entire COVID period, and now he's the guy, and now they're sick of him. But man, to me, it's like, okay, I want to see what's on SmackDown because I want to see what they're going to fucking be doing. Because you got him and then there's Heyman and the ringtone on Heyman's phone. And then I don't know if he's on the team or not. And then there's the Heyman and Braxton show, which is always like fucking entertaining.
I got to tell you, man, ever since you told me about the Heyman, I never picked up on that. You had to clue me in on that. And I started picking up on it. And it's so great now, man.
The way that they play off of each other and God, you know, the people, the WWE universe loves Kayla Braxton because she's just, you can't not like
her. You just want to squeeze her, man.
Oh, she's so pretty and she got such a great personality and she does her job with such gusto.
She's good, man. She's gotten so much better over the years.
And then this dick tries to fucking like rain on the parade and look. And then every once in a while he gets served his comeuppance right up his ass for no reason. I mean, that's fucking entertaining.
That's awesome, man. And he knows that.
That's the thing. You have to give Paul complete credit for that. I mean, as great as she is and as smart as she is, he's done this going back 40 years, and he knows how to pull the strings and how to, like, get in this play off of this person and do it. He knows how to do all that shit. So Paul Heyman.
And he's boosted her up at the same time, you know?
Right. You know, as he continues to be America's most prominent diabetes sufferer. Jesus, like, seriously, at some point in time, he's got to be shotgunning insulin back at the hotel. Mm. Honest to God. Something's got to happen, Paul. Some changes have to be made lifestyle way. Like, we've got a drug problem at this company. Why? Oh, is it like Soma's? No, it's Paul. He's just chugging insulin. It's just all the time. I can't get him off the insulin. I can't get him off of it. Paul, you tested positive for sugar.
Next time on Dark Side of the Ring.
I knew he was going to do it. He was up in the ring and he was just shoving his face full of hamburgers. And I couldn't stop it. He was ordering room service 7 times a night. The boys on Bleacher Report give Big E and Roman Reigns an A grade. No one does heavyweight main events like WWE. Reigns and Big E beat each other up and told a compelling story while doing it. Their ability to utilize dramatic near falls and high spots to set them up eventually won over a crowd that was not all into what they were laying the groundwork for earlier in the match. True.
They weren't.
There is an argument to be made that Big E needed the win or at least needed to be protected in defeat. He was not, though, and lost clean in the center of the ring to this top star in the company. Many others have been there, but not everyone was the star around whom the show had been built. Big E is that for Raw, the top babyface and the centerpiece of its creative efforts. So that is how Survivor Series finished. You saw today that they made a big deal, WWE did, pronouns pal, of saying that they'd extended their partnership with Special Olympics and they were doing stuff with Special Olympians, and that was super. We now note that Tribute for the Troops was just basically a fart in a cave this year. They barely did anything with Tribute for the Troops this year. I think it was on Fox yesterday afternoon or maybe last Saturday when they didn't have the doubleheader. They put it on.
Did I miss this? I missed this?
Yeah, they've already done it. I think it was on Fox like after a football game last week.
I was thinking they did that over Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know.
No, they just I just saw they did it. Who had the doubleheader this week in the NFL? What was that late game? It was the Dallas Kansas City game was the America's game of the week. So that was on Fox. So I think it was last Sunday. I think it was like the 15th. I think they just did it like after because they had Fox had the early game, and then or if you were in an if you were in a market where they had the late game, they did it like at noon or 1 o'clock or something. That was it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, dang. Okay. Well, to me that show has gone downhill year after year. That for those first couple years they did it, I thought they did a really good job, but now it's just I don't even know why they do it, to be honest.
Since Joe Biden has downgraded the military and lost us the war in Afghanistan, of course. That's how you would feel. Any other closing thoughts on another award-winning episode of Katie Vick is Alive Alive?
All right. We got to know. I got to know. WrestleCade, who are you looking forward to seeing the most? I haven't asked you yet.
Certainly the Iconics. I want to chat for sure with our friend Tennille. Maybe Lisa Marie.
That's right. She's going to be there. I forgot Lisa Marie is going to be there. Did you talk to her last time?
I don't think she was there. She hasn't seen me since I'm all fine and skinny now. So I have to talk to her again. And outside of that, I may want a picture with America's Most Wanted for sure. I think.
Yeah. Well, we can do that Sunday because they're going to be at the thing. Yes. We got the whole VIP thing on that. But yeah, the Iconics for me for sure. I want to say the Lucha Brothers, but I'm going to have to gauge that line. I have a feeling their line's going to be, out the door. Jay White, that's another one I'm looking for. I don't think he does a lot of these.
Yeah.
And then of course Tennille and Rachel. I want to talk to them.
Rachel's living in Charlotte now.
I think she is. You're right.
Yeah, she just moved to Charlotte.
Yeah, I think her boyfriend actually is going to be part of WrestleCade this time. Remember last time he had to stay in the hotel because he was still part of NXT and he couldn't show his face.
Who's her boyfriend?
Chris Hero.
Oh, yeah. He's like way older than her, right?
He's pretty old. I thought he was older than
that. I thought he's like 40. I thought she was like 40. He's like 40, I thought.
What? Rachel's 30, right?
Is she really? Oh, man.
I got to look now. I know he's older than her, but I didn't know he was that much older than her.
This will get you. He's going to be 42 on Christmas Eve. Hero is going to be, yes. I got to see Rachel Ellering.
Yeah, I'm looking up Rachel right now. I think you're going to beat me to her there.
I'm like, hey, I didn't know you like older guys. If you're an older guy, she is 29.
She'll be 29. She'll be 29 about the time he's 42.
I didn't know you were the older guys, Rachel.
Hello.
Our show Twitter.
But you know what? Speaking of that, got to throw this in.
Okay.
She's on OnlyFans now. She's got her own Rachel. Yeah. Rachel's gone bad girl.
She's not doing naked stuff though, right?
I don't think so. But
she's doing like racy, like bikini stuff and stuff like that.
I think so. I mean, she's kind of shown some teasers on Instagram, so I think that's what it is. But I was a little shocked
when she and Jordan their ring gear together. It was like, say, that's pretty nice.
Yeah,
is Jordan going to be there?
Jordan's going to be there.
God damn, she is so buff, man. She is golly jeepers.
Man, she'll make me look like a damn rail standing next to her.
She is built, man. She has worked on her body like crazy.
Well, she's like Melissa Santos, man. She's like into the bodybuilding.
She's big time. Like, man, her fucking shoulders and her back. Holy shit.
Her shoulders are just.
She had some body. She had like some lifting competition she won recently. Yeah. It was kind of like, Jesus.
Yeah. Like powerlifting shit.
Holy
shit.
Show Twitter is @KatieVickAlive. Tweet us @KatieVickAlive. Bryant is on Twitter and Instagram. Same handle. It's Bry Sports, BRY Sports. TikTok, Stanley Jackson 23. I myself am on the Twitter machine @BrittWhitmire, BrittWhitmire. And on Instagram, it's BDub for Reels, BDUB number 4, RELZ. If you want to support what we do, you can do that very easily at our Amazon store. You need stuff for Christmas, buy it from our Amazon store, which is katievick.com. And we'll certainly see you at WrestleCade. And until next time, fans, we'll see you ringside.
Fans, that'll do it for this week. See you next week. And until then, so long for now.